The WDW Review is proud to be sponsored by the Theme Park Brothers. Let Jordan, Cameron, Michael, and Christina Black entertain you with visits to the Disney Parks and Resorts, Universal Parks and Resorts, as well as other Central Florida attractions. Most recently, the Theme Park Brothers paid a visit to the Art of Animation Resort, the refurbished Pop Century Resort, as well as the construction updates at Coronado Springs and Caribbean Beach. Be sure to check out their YouTube channel, The Theme Park Brothers, as well as their Twitter account, at Theme Park Boys. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss a show. Hello, welcome to the WDW Review. I'm Peter Ponacorvo.
No, you're not.
Oh, I said it right though, didn't I?
You said it right. I'm proud of you for saying it right, but
all right.
You're not me.
He's Peter Ponacorvo.
Yes, I am.
And I'm Chris Malik. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. Pete, we are joined by our buddy again, Mr. Scott Gerke. Scott, how are you?
Doing very well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. You're the one that was stressed out for a while, right?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. All right, Scott, before we get into the meat of our show, I do have to ask you. We put out a D23 show just recently, and it's got nothing to do with the fact that your son's name is...
Harrison.
Harrison, of course. It's got nothing to do with the fact that you're a Star Wars super fan.
Mm-hmm.
How much money would you spend to stay in the Star Wars themed hotel? You, your beautiful wife, and Harrison.
Less than what they're asking for.
Oh,
put
okay.
It that way. That's too much for me. That's too much.
Okay, because you know I wasn't sure the way you were going to go because I know you're passionate about Star Wars, like Pete is. So I wanted to. What's your thoughts on that? First off, what's your thoughts on the hotel, as well as Galaxy Edge?
Galaxy's Edge, I love that name. I was hoping it wasn't going to be Star Wars Land because for a little while there I thought that was actually what it was going to be. I like the name Galaxy's Edge. I'm excited that it's going to be its own land, its own part of Star Wars. The hotel, I think it's really cool. The whole role-playing thing, that's just not my style. I would like it if they had a side of the hotel where you could treat it just as a hotel and not as a whole experience. But I mean, it's exciting stuff going on.
Good point. Hey, Pete, did you ever research that? Do you know, when you check in, are you compelled to have the Star Wars experience? Or can you have it as tame and as low-key as you want?
It's all part of it. I mean, I'm sure you can opt out of it if you really wanted to.
Okay.
But There's like 2-day experiences, there's 3-day, there's 4. Supposedly there is going to be experiences that will go for the length of your stay.
Okay. Can you kill Greedo?
I don't know. I've never really seen him in person. I don't know how big he is.
The real question would be who would shoot first?
It's true.
No. Greedo shot first.
He did.
I have slowed that down.
Oh my god.
He shot first.
I don't think the original.
Maybe not in the original. But in the remastered, quote unquote remastered versions, if you slow it down, does shoot first.
He does. Lucas wanted that to happen, but
exactly.
He had no problem with Anakin killing little Padawans. But we won't get into that.
Wow.
On a completely related yet unrelated subject, does anybody else see a huge opportunity for Samsung to swoop in and put their name all over this thing?
Yeah, exactly.
They wish.
Who's the contract? Who runs the cellular contract right now?
It's AT&T, I think.
Okay.
I know their apps are powered, quote-unquote, powered by AT&T.
Yeah, somewhere right now.
That's what comes up when I go into the My Disney Experience app on my phone.
I don't know if I would want to back that and put my name on it, considering how faulty it is, but, you know.
It's so true. Right now, there's a blinking light in some Samsung vice president's office to, like, return a phone call. But, like, Disney's like, wait a minute, hang on. Isn't that the phone that melts down?
No.
Like every 3 weeks?
No. That is the Samsung Note, not the Galaxy.
Okay.
The Galaxy S8 and the Galaxy S8 Edge are perfectly fine. The 7s were fine. The 6s were fine. It was the Note that they had a problem with.
You mean the exploding fiery phone, right? The phone from hell? Yeah. Okay.
Galaxy's Edge will be blowing up, though, just so you know.
Cool. All right, Scott. Pete, I propose this.
Yes, Mr. iPhone?
Yeah, exactly. My iPhone 5, technologically advanced. I propose this idea to you, and we each have roles in today's show. You ready for it? Can I give you the explanation?
I am ready.
All right. Let's you ready, go. Scott? All right.
Let's do this.
So each one of the theme parks is comprised of lands. For example, there are 6 lands in the Magic Kingdom. So it occurs to me that every park's got lands. There's, I couldn't even tell you the total amount, but let's say there's more than 12 or 13 lands total. I'm proposing a one-on-one, mano-a-mano, bald guy versus bald guy contest. All right? Of who can stack the best land on top of each other with the big guy acting as judge. You in for this? Peter, you in for this?
Absolutely.
All right.
I haven't judged anything on the show yet, so I'm excited.
I am the law. All right, so you're going to be judging.
Judge, right? Jury, and executioner.
Right? Scott, now, here's the rules, okay? First off, I have no chance of winning because Pete's not going to let me win. So, frankly, anything you throw up there is going to beat me. But here's the rules. The land's got to be based upon attractions. It's got to be based on restaurants. It's got to be based on sights, sounds, music. Any convincing argument you can give to Judge Ponacorvo to convince him yours is better. And let's make this, let's go 4-on-4, and we'll have one, what should we call this? One honorable mention? Does that work for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
It's good.
All right. You want to go first as the guest?
No, go ahead. You take this one.
Pete, he's letting me go first. Is that good with you?
It's usually guest first, but if he's going to defer, he can take the... this is a strategy move. It's like winning the coin toss at the beginning of a football game, but electing to kick off because you want the ball to start the second half.
Scott, if you're playing with my mind, I mean, I'm already lost, so give me a little break here, all right, brother? All right.
I don't know. Am I playing with your mind?
You see, I knew you were. All right, here, I'm going first, and I'm going to take something that's probably not in your list. Just with the overall improvements and money spent, but overall the number of attractions and, like, top eating options this features, I'm picking Fantasyland in the Magic Kingdom. Fantasyland features, and I'm going to count them right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14 attractions with Cinderella's Royal Table and the Be Our Guest restaurant. Let alone, it's not even including things like Gaston's Tavern. But overall, with the theme, with the cohesive theme of it, it is number one in my book. And it does include Peter Pan, the PhilharMagic. It's a small world. It actually has a Walt Disney World Railroad stop, the Barnstormer, Winnie the Pooh, and the Seven Dwarves Mine Train. Mm-hmm. Good luck. Good luck.
So that's your number one.
So far,
that's what we're starting off with.
So he's burning his big logs first.
That's all I got. I only prepared one man. So all right, go ahead, Scott. See what
you had
got.
A little bit more preparation. Than I did.
Yes.
Let's put it that way.
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to say Galaxy's Edge for my first.
Come on. It's got to be existing. It's got to exist.
It exists. Right now, it's just a pile of rubble. But eventually, they're going to upgrade it, and there'll be buildings and rides. It'll be awesome. No, okay. I'm heading right down the middle of Main Street, USA for my number one pick. I think, to me, the Magic Kingdom is my go-to park at Walt Disney World. If I had one day to visit the park, if I had one day to visit one park at Walt Disney World, it would be Magic Kingdom. But there are few better feelings than walking underneath the Walt Disney World Railroad, past all the attraction posters hinting at the excitement to come, and then the turn of the century era. There's almost a sigh of relief, I think, with me, at least, that comes every time I step foot into that land. I think it's overlooked. You have all these beautiful lands, like you said, Fantasyland, and I think Main Street kind of gets overlooked, even though you have to walk past it. But the feeling that I'm finally in the place I've been looking forward to visiting for months, you know, it just takes over me. Remembering all those times I walked through the gates with my parents, now knowing how much hard work they had to put each year in order to make that happen, just so they could see the smiles on our faces at the big reveal of Cinderella's castle. And with my dad being gone now, of course, those feelings are intensified a little bit. But especially now that I have my own son, knowing that one day we'll be sharing all these amazing moments and building more memories. I honestly, and that's a little embarrassing, but we were in Miami before we went to Disney this year, and I almost teared up the morning we left for Disney. Just thinking about how my wife and I were both brought into Disney growing up. Our parents brought us growing up, and now it's our turn, you know, our turn to take our own child, give our child all those amazing memories, and to give him a place he can escape from reality for at least a few days a year. And I think all of that, and I'm getting back to Main Street, culminates with Main Street. It's the first and last thing you see when going to Magic Kingdom. Typically with us, it's the first and last thing we see on our Disney vacation. And I love every land in Magic Kingdom, but I would never want to be placed into any of those lands without visiting Main Street first. The buildings, the smells, turn-of-the-century music adds all to that. It's the only park that actually brings life to the words, "Here you leave today and enter the world of yesterday, tomorrow, and fantasy." So although people will usually cite the attention to detail to buildings and forced perspective looking towards a castle, nods to Disney history in all the windows, the sound of vocal lessons coming out of the second story window, the flag ceremonies, the barbershop, not that I'm really in need of their services there. I mean, I could go on and on like I have been for the past, what seems like 15 minutes just talking, but even though all of those things do contribute to my love, it's about the feelings I get just thinking about how much a silly theme park has really touched my life. And like I said, that all culminates on Main Street. And I apologize for going overboard on this, but you know, I think you guys can agree, it holds a special place in your heart. And, you know, that, I don't know, there's something special about that place.
Pete, can I say something, Pete?
Sure, you can.
Dang it!
Yeah.
Right? Dang it! How could he do that to me? Scott, I want to just tell you, that is exactly why we're friends and why we do a podcast. Just right there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a lawyer, I mean, you, Pete, I'm not happy about the situation, but I'm overjoyed with Scott's answer. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't cite as many things as you do. And like I said, you know, my list is a little bit less attraction based and more, well, one of them is, but you know, it's more of a emotional thing. You know, we've been going since I can remember, and, it's just exciting to, you know, bring that to another generation now.
Pete, he has practically convinced me, and I'm going to sign up for Scott's newsletter, so I will voluntarily give Scott that round one.
We have to leave it up to the judge.
Good, because you lost that round anyway.
Oh.
Here's why. I know the attractions are in Fantasyland. I get that there's technically, I guess you could maybe call the Main Street Theater an attraction, more of a meet and greet, but whatever. But there are certain things about Main Street that if they were not there, it would not be the same place. So just based on that alone, I have to go with Scott in Main Street USA.
Well, I can't say I argue with you, especially after Scott's explanation. All right, I hope you got awesome answers like that for every one of these, Scott. I'm just asking.
Not really. I think that was my most touching one.
Man,
Pete, you said that was your number one, so I knew I had to go for the jugular right away. Sweet, you gave me no choice.
Sweet mercy. All right, number two. Okay. Let's see, I gotta figure out a poem or a limerick or something here, a haiku or
there
something.
There once was a man from Nantucket.
Right? I gotta
get no, family show.
All right.
Not in front of the kids.
All right, fine. So, hey, I think we should probably discuss this. So, knowing Epcot, we bantered around here. Obviously, it's Future World East, Future World West. What did we decide with World Showcase? How do we divide that up? That's a good question, so we're going to take a little pause here. What do you think we should do with World Showcase, guys?
Well, all right, I'm going to make a ruling here. Because we can't split it even, the refreshment outpost is by no means an entire pavilion. It's a drum tent with some pop machines. Mm-hmm. So that's out. I'm going to say because we all live in the U.S., or the three of us live in the U.S., the American Pavilion is out. You each get the remainder on each side.
Mm, so we should call it, what, World Showcase West, World Showcase East? Is that is that appropriate?
That's,
now?
I think that's fair.
Okay. Okay. So, that being said, I'm going to take, at this point, I'm going to avoid it. No, I'm not. I'm going to Future World East. And it's not because of Ellen's Adventure. It's not even because of Mission Space. It's not even because of Test Track. It's because of Spaceship Earth combining Future World East. Yeah, they've got the electric umbrella. Yeah, they've got one of the biggest souvenir stands around in shops around in Mouse Gears. But really, it's the combination. It's what you think of when you think of Epcot, is Spaceship Earth. So it's kind of oddly positioned at the front center, but it is lumped into Future World East. So I'm going to present you the Future World East, Peter.
Okay.
All right. Okay. My turn, or are we...
Yes.
You need a little... All right. I'm going to come at you with this one. All right, I'm going back to Magic Kingdom, and I'm picking a land that I am actually disappointed in, but I love at the same time. So I'm going to say Tomorrowland. I love walking through there at night. The more I go, though, the more I notice that there's so much wasted space in the land. The great amount of space also makes me realize how crowded the land is, which makes me kind of want to leave, but I still want to stay. But not only that, but it really can only be showcased at night at this point in time, I think. During the day, it's kind of bland, which doesn't really help my point, my argument. But obviously, there's a lot of stuff I love about Tomorrowland, like Space Mountain, Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger Spin. But it occurred to me I love looking forward to going to Tomorrowland a little bit more than being in there. But here's where my argument is. excuse me. I think you have a lot of changes coming to Tomorrowland. And, you know, I'm not trying to go after you a little bit, but technically that's the name of the game. And I think Future World as a whole, that needs a whole lot of work, too. I think they're kind of in the same boat as Tomorrowland. But you have the Tron coaster coming to Tomorrowland eventually, hopefully, crossing my fingers and praying. So I think a lot of changes are coming with that park. And even though I didn't put a great argument for it, you know, I can't go to Disney without going to Tomorrowland either. You know, Magic Kingdom's like a necessary visit for me. So I'm just going to give you a throwaway, I guess. But mine is Tomorrowland.
Okay.
Okay. See, here's my dilemma. I've got Carousel Progress in Tomorrowland. One of my all-time favorites. And yes, Future World East has, we'll call it some land use issues. They both have land use issues, so let's be honest. But Spaceship Earth, Ellen's Energy Adventure, Test Track I Can Take or Leave, but I'm going to go with Future World East here for the stupid, simple fact that it is one of the only places left where you can have anything to do with Phineas and Ferb, and I loved that cartoon. And like I said, it's stupid. I'm not going to try to justify it other than the fact that I'm just going with it, and I'm the judge, so that's the way it is.
It's okay. I'll explain to John while he lost. You know, I'm sure his family will be able to handle that well.
Oh, man. It's okay.
There's no Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow for them.
Well, actually, there is. They'll be around.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank God Phineas and Ferb decided that round, right, Scott?
I can't say I've ever seen that, but...
All right. You ready? So we're tied up at 1-1.
Okay? All right.
So I'm going to go with not necessarily the attraction, but I'm going to go with the immersion of the land. And I didn't pick Pandora, but I stayed in Animal Kingdom because I think one of the most impressive parts of Animal Kingdom happens to be Africa in Animal Kingdom. When you go across to, you know, Harambe, and you walk across the river, it looks so realistic, and the feeling is so realistic. You know, they do feature the Kilimanjaro safaris. They do feature the train temporarily for Rafiki's Planet Watch. They do feature the Festival of the Lion King, so it's light on attractions. It does have Tusker House, so that is definitely a bonus. But it was more for the actual atmosphere and for the immersion that this is like when you... I remember watching the video on the Discovery Channel where they had workers and like interns and students from Africa saying they didn't feel out of place. They felt like they were partially at home when they were working in Africa at Animal Kingdom. And how could that not be like a home run when people from the country that's 3,500 miles away or more feel at home there? So I'm going to propose Africa.
That's very good. And, you know, I have to agree with you with the authenticity of it. You know, I don't think I'm ever going to get to Africa. You know, I think I've never been out of the country. And if I do, probably the only place will be to Germany, England, France, you know, those typical, you know, I'm German, so that I would need to go to the fatherland one day. But, you're going to hate me because I also picked Africa.
Whoa.
For very many of the similar reasons. You know, the Harambe Market, for one, that place is amazing. The quick service that they have there. And you forgot one of the most important selling points of Africa, the adult Dole Whips. Have you had one of those?
Well, I don't know if you need to say any more for Pete, but no, I have not.
It's, what is it, dark rum or coconut rum with a Dole Whip. And it's not, you know, it's not so much the Dole Whip that has is in Adventureland, but it's really good. You know, but so I apologize, but it's this one's a wash, I think. I have Africa, too.
So, Pete, your choice is Africa or Africa?
Really?
All right, we each get half, right, big guy?
You know what? I'm not going to award a point to either one of you. How about that?
So it's the same. Okay, very good. He doesn't even want to acknowledge it.
Can I say, though, that we just went and Pandora is awesome?
Okay, well, let's stop there for a second. I'm going to put an asterisk right in the middle of the show. Tell me about it.
we didn't spend too much time. But, I mean, when you walk down that path past Tiffin's. You know, you start to hear the music fading away, and all the animal noises start coming through, and eventually that's all you hear, which is really weird. You know, I know that they can do those tricks, but you have no idea that you're in Animal Kingdom anymore. The mountain, the floating mountain is amazing. The backstory, I mean, not everyone knows the backstory. Do you guys know? Have you guys talked about that with the floating mountains and why they're not spinning?
No.
Apparently, so there's a little ridge there. So the Imagineers wanted the mountains to spin around, but they realized, you know, that's impossible. So they made it look like the mountain crashed into a ridge, and you can see where it collided, and you can see the rocks kind of clashing. But you also see where this waterfall diverted from its original path. So you see this dark path to the right of where the water is going down. So it brings, you know, an explanation to why the mountains are not moving like they do in the movie. But, you know, that place is great. We did not have enough time to do the Flight of Passage, but we did the River Journey, and that was great. Hmm. You know, it was a great experience.
Pretty cool. So we sit roughly 1-to-1 or 1.5-to-1.5 after 3. And we're up to the 4th pick. You ready, Pete?
Yep.
All right. Pete, I'm trying to gauge some of your favorite rides here. Not that it influences my decision, but some of my favorite rides happen to all be contained in Adventureland in the Magic Kingdom. And it is a complete experience of immersion when you walk in. It's the music, and it's the sight of, like, the straw-thatched roofs. It's the smells. It's the fact that you can get a citrus swirl and a Dole Whip. But you also get, you know, classic Disney attractions. You get the Treehouse. You get the Jungle Cruise. You get the Pirates of the Caribbean. You get Walt's Enchanted Tiki Room. You get the Magic Carpets of Aladdin. It's just the overall feel in that location, which is immersion, attractions, and dining. And I've not been to the Skipper Canteen, but it will be on a short list for my next trip. So I'm going to take you, when you walk into the Magic Kingdom after you've seen Scott's Main Street and you hang a left, I'm taking you through Adventureland.
Okay.
Very nice. All right, I am going back to Epcot. And I'm going to take World Showcase West. So we got, start off with Canada, which in my opinion is one of the two hidden gems of the World Showcase. You have beautiful landscaping leading up to Le Cellier, detailed totem poles, an impressive waterfall flowing down a man-made mountain. Then you head over to the extremely well-thought-out United Kingdom Pavilion that, if you stand in front of Rose and Crown facing the pavilion, we'll show you the progression of architecture throughout the UK, starting with an earlier time period on the left, leading you to a more modern age when you finish on the right. And after you pick...
Are you reading a travel book here? This is too well thought out. I'm just wanting to know.
I'm not good at freestyling things, so I need to write down. I'm writing down my own words. Okay. I mean, I'm reading my own words. All right, after you pass, I'm sorry, I told you I was prepared for this. All right, so after you pass through my favorite entry point into Epcot, the International Gateway, which, you know, you get access to from Boardwalk, Beach Club, Yacht Club, that you also notice that this channel of water expertly placed dividing the United Kingdom and France, like in real life. France is one of my favorite pavilions simply because of the food. It's delicious. We typically eat at Le Halle Boulangerie Patisserie, and I butchered that, so for all you French speakers, I apologize. And then we grab dessert at, another word I'm going to mess up, Le Artisan de Glace. Again, sorry for butchering names. If you haven't tried the Croque Glace, you're missing out. One scoop of ice cream with a choice of sauce and a homemade brioche, and then it's pressed warm. It's great. And if you haven't found anything to eat in France, walk next door to the next hidden gem of World Showcase, Morocco. I'm not going to dive into the history of the pavilion, but the architecture is authentically designed and breathtaking, which I find personally. Other than Tom Sawyer's Island, there aren't many places in Disney World that will allow you to break away from the crowds and do things at your own pace. But similar to Tom Sawyer's Island, in Morocco, you really get the feeling that you're exploring a new and unseen area. That combined with the aroma from Restaurant Marrakesh, Tangerine Cafe, Spice Road Table, you almost feel like you're, you know, teleported to Morocco. And last, but most certainly not least, you have the belly dancers. You cannot forget the belly dancers. But once my wife listens to this, I'm sure we will always forget the belly dancers.
For sure.
Yeah. Lastly, you got Japan. You know, most people will talk about the Mitsukoshi store, which is great. But if you walk up some much-dreaded stairs in the Florida heat, you'll find the hidden Katsura Grill alongside an amazing Japanese garden that overlooks the pavilion, as well as giving you little peeks into the World Showcase. And if you want a good place to get away, that's your spot. You know, that's where I like to go to kind of break away from the crowd, and it has tons of shade. And because I don't like to play fair, and I don't put America in the corner, I'm going to add the American Adventure to mine. And I'll tell you why, and you can take it or leave it. But not really known for its quick service or gift shop. However, it has quite possibly the most spectacular stage show on Disney property. It has incomparable Voices of Liberty, as well as a countless musical acts that grace the stage of American Garden Theater. And let us not forget the seasonal presentation of the Candlelight Processional. So, you know, you can take that. If one of yours is World Showcase East, you can take American Pavilion. But I can't leave it out. There's so many good things. You know, I couldn't do it.
Mr. Ponikorval, I'd like to raise an objection to that. But it's also one of your favorites. So you have a tough decision.
Well, you guys both have honorable mentions to do, correct? Yes? No? Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Nothing written down, but yes.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
I know. I feel bad. I'm sorry.
Okay. Here's the thing. You took an extra piece for World Showcase West. The problem is you took the wrong extra piece for World Showcase West. If you're going to try to cheat, and I am of the belief, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. But if you were going to try to add on a piece that could have been either side, Illuminations was the one to try to take. I'm going with Adventureland for the Dole Whips.
But, you know, technically I couldn't because it comes out of the east side.
But it's done in World Showcase Lagoon, which is half yours. I'm just saying. You picked the wrong one.
Oh, man.
If you were going to cheat, that's the way to cheat.
I should have gone to East because I love Frozen Ever After so much. You know, I just want to leave that one out.
Scott, there was no way I was mentioning Frozen Ever After today. They could be giving out $100 bills and Pete would not vote for that.
So, I lost it, so I might as well throw it in there.
All right. We got one more honorable mention. Are you ready? I want to take you honorable mention. And it's not so much for the rides, though there are headliners. It's not so much for the food. Well, there really isn't a lot of great food options here. It's for the atmosphere and the fact that truly, it's pretty much what this park has. I'm going to take you to Sunset Boulevard and the atmosphere as you walk down Sunset Boulevard. Yes, you could pass up a lot of those food options on the left-hand side as you're walking towards the tower. But it's got four headliners in close proximity. It's got the Rock and Roller Coaster. It's got the tower. It's got Fantasmic and the Beauty and the Beast stage show. Okay? The food options, again, not great. Okay? It does have, though, fantastic theming. The moment you enter to Hollywood Boulevard, and then you take a right to Sunset Boulevard. I mean, the theme is cohesive, and it's really pretty immersive. I only wish that there was more dining located on Sunset Boulevard rather than stands and strips and whatnot. But I think overall, it is what you think about when you go to Hollywood Studios for now. It won't be in the future, but it's for now. Mr. G.
Well, I think this is why we're friends, you know, because I picked that too. Oh, boy.
Scott, all right. Well, I'm going to give you a tip here, buddy. You're already down 2-1. Don't pick the same thing as him.
I'm going to hop on over to a finished part of Hollywood Studios, the Muppet Courtyard. You have the great Muppet 3D ride, which is a must-do because it's one of the few only do's at Hollywood Studios at the time. You got Pizza Rizzo, which I don't know if you guys, have you seen Pizza Rizzo? You have the neon light that keeps flashing the sign, and then some of the letters go out and it says, it's rat pizza, which I just find that hilarious. I had my in-laws stand for like 5 minutes waiting for that. Eventually, I'm hearing that we're going to get the water fountain back with Miss Piggy, I hope. You go down, you have the Christmas shop, you have the Muppet store. I think it's just a nice little getaway from Hollywood Studios. If you actually end up at Hollywood Studios, you can walk a little bit more freely in that area. And, you know, it's like you're in downtown or New York. You know, I've never really walked around New York, but I'm imagining that's what it would be like. Around Christmas, you have Santa hanging on the rafters, the emergency ladders by the Christmas store, I believe. And, yeah, you know, I guess that's what I'm going out with because that's all I can think of at the time.
All right, Judge Peter.
I made it really hard for you, didn't I?
Well, mainly because as much as I like the Muppets, the only way to get to Fantasmic, Tower of Terror, or Rock and Roller Coaster is Sunset Boulevard. For the first time in the history of the show, Chris has won because I am taking Sunset Boulevard.
I only have one thing to say, and I'm going to say it wrong. Manamana. Right?
Can I just say that I don't think that's fair because technically Sunset Boulevard is a queue for Fantasmic, so you can't really give it to a line. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Pete, do you enjoy the Muppet ride? Are you a Muppet fan?
I like the Muppets.
Okay.
It's just in need of an upgrade, you know, 4K or something.
Something is right, yes.
3K would be a good step in the right direction.
Yeah, exactly.
But
okay.
Pretty well, cool. I gotta say that my plan of letting you go first definitely backfired.
Scott, you came out with number one. I couldn't even vote for myself after your explanation of number one. For cripe's sakes, I was wiping a tear away from my eye. You were so good. Are you kidding me? Oh, that was almost.
I didn't know I could throw in illuminations, though. You know, I didn't even think of that.
Well,
now I know.
Thank goodness Pete recognized you're cheating, and. But almost
nobody puts America in the corner, okay? That's Sam right. The Eagle would tell you that.
That's right. All right.
Yeah, unfortunately, Sam the Eagle wasn't the judge tonight, though.
Scott, if anyone wanted to contact you, how could they do so?
Actually, wait.
Uh-oh, I can't even end the show. I can't even end it. Okay.
I have something to add because you talked about Dole Whip. And this is a breaking news for people in the Midwest. You can get Dole Whip in the Midwest. You can get Dole
Whip. It's nice. Was it? Frogs, sweet frogs or something like that has it now?
I've never heard of that, but I found it at Nando's Peri Peri. And there are locations in Illinois, Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C., but I'm only concerned about Illinois. You get it. It's at the Oak Brook Mall. It's in Oak Park, Old Orchard. I mean, there are actually a lot. There's one downtown, but we had it tonight. It is Dole Whip. They don't have the swirl or anything. So anyone who lives around Chicago or those other areas, check it out.
Wait a minute, what time is it?
All right. Hey,
it's 10:09 here. They're open until 10. I can make it to Oak Brook by 10:00.
Hey.
Oh, don't go to Oak Brook tonight because they're out of it. I had to go to Oak Park.
Scott and Pete, let me blow your mind. Go to Amazon.
I was just in Naperville. Dang it.
Search the words Dole Whip or Pineapple Soft Serve. You can buy the bag of it and have it sent to your house.
Of course, yeah, but I don't have an ice cream machine.
You got to get the ice cream machine too, Pete, which I would think you might actually have.
I don't have one of those.
But check this out. If you go to Nando's, it's $2.95 for endless Dole Whip.
What? Wait, what?
You have no limit. $2.95 without tax.
Oh.
So we got two, and it came out with tax. It was $6.49.
Hey, Scott, I've got to actually end the show with Pete still on, all right, just so you know, because right now on video, he's actually getting ready to go. I'm just telling you. So, all right. So, let's
go to Oak Park.
There's one in Naperville. They're open until 10, too.
Oh, man.
Call them first just to make sure, because I know they had vanilla before, and they're just switching over to Dole Whip. But it's a real Dole Whip machine. It says Dole Whip on there. It's not like a knockoff.
Wow. Scott, please. While Pete's still sane, how could people contact you, Scott?
I'm on the Twitter at Buzz Skywalker, and you can find me on Facebook, Scott Gehrke, Gehrke.
Okay, I'm also going to plug Scott because Scott's part of the Disney Vacation Club Resales DVC Facebook group. Scott is a DVC owner, much like Pete and myself. But Pete,
both of us.
Yeah, Pete and I think we're smart.
We need to all raise our monocles, like you were saying.
The monocles are up. But when I see you give an answer, Scott, it's like, wow, I didn't know that. So if you got a question on DVC, but you're not looking for, like, a professional, I don't know why you wouldn't. But if you don't, if you want more casual conversation, Scott's like the next best thing, that's for sure. He can answer your questions. So not too much pressure on you there, huh, buddy?
Well, you know, that comes to help from you, actually, from the work you did on Resort Loop with the DVC Roundtable.
Well, maybe, absolutely, that show has a lot of good information as well, too. So, all right, so for me, for Judge Ponacorvo, if you wanted to contact us, use our Facebook page, which is the WW Review. Look at our Instagram page for some pictures at the WW Review Podcast. You can ask me questions directly, which is at Disney Chicago, or for Judge Ponacorvo, it is.
Hey, do you know there's one of those places in Skokie, too?
For cripes, yes. It is at Magic Mouse Medic. All right, for me, for Pete, for Scott, thank you for listening, and have a great day.
Dude, you don't get it. There's Dole Whip nearby.
To the Dole Whip.
All right. Wait, what'd I miss?
Yeah, Pete.
We're done?
See ya, everybody.
Oh, see ya.
Good night.